Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello? This is Betty. Hello?
This is
Betty. Hello? Hello?
This is Betty. It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on.
Oh boy.
Well, I'm not exactly sure if our listeners can hear us live. You will definitely hear us on the recording, but I'm not sure what's actually playing at the moment, because it looks like we're going live, but it also seems like it's giving us a title of Betty Wisdom, so I have no clue. I see.
Sounds like a Betty Wisdom. Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Let's see what happens when she finishes. So, folks, you know, these little technical wizardries happen once in a while.
Right.
I don't think we've had technical wizardries happening in quite a long time.
So no, but what we're going to do right now is we're going to add the Earl.
Oh, no. You know what we're playing?
What?
We're playing Grok's science show.
Well, we're going to change it.
Right. Let me make sure I'm on the right one.
Make sure you're on the right one. Interesting.
It seems like it's broadcasting my server.
I see.
But, and that's weird. It shouldn't be.
Oh. No, you apparently did connect. You need to disconnect Roger. Roger's connecting to the wrong stream input. You have hijacked the live stream input.
All right, let me get in and let's do some things, ladies and gentlemen. Even though we're recording, it's not live, and that's okay.
It will be live in just a few moments. Ah, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are the trying times. Technology and communications. All right. So that's okay. I'm going to just stop all of these encoders.
Yeah.
And just pause everything. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There we go. There we go.
Are we live? Or are we
I think we are live. Hold on.
Let's see here.
Hold on. Okay, I think we are now actually live. Yes, I believe we are.
Roger's whipping around. Betty's whipping around. We're all whipping around.
All right. all right, Joe.
Wow.
Yep, there we go. Yay! Woohoo!
There we go. Look at that. Look at that. We're finally live. Jesus.
That was an unexpected technical glitch. Seriously,
yeah, so you have to look for the encoder that's going to port 11,000, and you need to not let that encoder start. In fact, you should only have none of your encoders should auto start.
Interesting.
Because I think you have the mainstream as well. So if the mainstream ever hiccups, your server will take it over, which we don't want it to happen. So they should not be auto-start because...
Interesting.
Yeah, that's because things like this happen.
But they have to start and they have to be somewhere in order for me to be able to broadcast.
Well, you can start them manually, but if all of you, if you have all the encoders listed in your encoder auto-starting, then you're basically trying to overtake all the streams. There's only one stream you should be using to connect to when you need to go live. That is not the one.
All right.
You learn something new every... Uh-oh, the number of connections to this computer is limited, and all connections are in use right now. What?
Uh-huh. I see.
We're having, like, wild event over here, and I think we're just going to ignore it, flip over to the script, and ask you, how's your week been, Anthony?
Yeah, actually, let's start back on the... Because we really didn't even start the intro segment yet, did we? Did we?
You know, we did not.
Hey, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa, now that we're live.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe, and I'm live at Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 283 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, August 28, 2023. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click Programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Why, thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Wow. Well,
all
that
right.
Was something.
Yeah, right. Tell me about it. So, yeah, we got a hurricane coming.
You do?
Yeah, we do. What's
that all about?
It's a big storm. It has a lot of rain and wind associated with it. Ooh. It generally happens in tropical areas, and it comes off the water. And it rains a lot, and it's very windy, and shit flies around. So, yes, ooh. People lose their roofs, people lose trees, people lose a lot of things in a hurricane. So...
we don't like
that. So far, it doesn't look like it's trending too badly for us here, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So we'll see how it goes, but there's definitely one in the mix. And depending on what happens, you know, I will be kind of doing a home thing for a few days because of it. So I may be... I might be doing some hurricane reporting at some point, so that's that.
Ooh, we'll be to stay tuned for that.
It's safe. National Red Wine Day, and I am not drinking any red wine because I don't know how that got there in my segment. So,
Oops.
I'm not exactly sure what I was going to talk about at that point, but that's fine. It doesn't matter.
No,
the hurricane is enough, and
we've—I
don't think I did either, and it's fine because you know we've kind of had a little trials and tribulations getting live tonight. And tonight I am smoking. I don't know how you got me all the way to the top of the page. You changed it, and I went all the way to the top of the script for some odd reason. Okay, anyway, I don't know how. I don't know. I'm smoking Jet Fuel Gelato.
Woohoo!
All right, Joe, tell me about you. What's going on with you?
Well, it kind of feels a little like fall around here. The temperatures, you know, they've only been like the upper 60s, lower 70s, which I'll take. It's better than what you guys are dealing with in Florida right now. It's better than what we were dealing with just a few weeks ago, so hell yeah. And yay, it's National Red Wine Day, and I'm drinking a Mixed Blacks by Pew Vineyard, and that's spelled P-E-U-G-H. And tonight, I am smoking Mac 1,
which I think I've been smoking Mac 1.
I think you've been smoking Mac 1 since Reagan was in office.
Time.
Yeah. Reagan, Carter, something like that.
Yes. So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
We do not.
We do not?
No, we do not.
We do not?
Well, somebody called trying to offer health insurance again. But
well, guess what, folks? That's okay, because our Shyampa Radio office space has a chat room, and it is live. Ooh, and there's actually, I'm in there, too. That's interesting. So, therefore,
come on in. Do you find it interesting that you're in the chat room, Joe?
Come on in.
Does it interest you that you're in the chat room?
Did you hear Bob Barker's dead?
Yeah, that's such a shame. Bob Barker.
Yeah.
Well, he was 99, though, so, you know, he went pretty good. You know, he went 99 years. That's...
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Yeah, he lived a good life, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
So what you got for us tonight in the weed corner?
Well, let me pull it up, and I can tell you.
Okay.
Let me find it. Here's the linky link.
Linky,
here we go. All right. Our first one from the Weed Corner comes from Marijuana Moment. Michigan marijuana sales reached yet another record high in July with nearly $277 million worth of cannabis sold. Adult use marijuana purchases accounted for the majority of the total at $270.6 million. Medical marijuana sales were in at $6.1 million. This beats the prior record set in June by more than $16 million. Most of the cannabis purchases came from flower, followed by vape cartridges and infused edibles. The Michigan Cannabis Regulatory Agency data first reported by New Cannabis Ventures shows. The state is seeing these consistent record-setting sales even as the average cost of marijuana has remained at record lows, with the price for an ounce for adult-use cannabis now hovering around $98. In December 2021, by contrast, the cost of an ounce was about $180, and the average ounce for medical marijuana last month sold for about $102. While the state's cannabis market has continued to mature, businesses still face challenges under federal prohibition, including lack of access to traditional financial services that has created a cash-intensive industry that is uniquely targeted by crime. Our next marijuana moment comes from Washington Post. Actually, tweet story. That was marijuana. The last one was a marijuana moment. This comes from Washington Post. Across America, attitudes towards marijuana in the workplace are shifting rapidly as more states legalize it and even create protections for off-hour usage. Some employers are dropping THC from pre-employment tests, while others are taking a more lenient view when job candidates test positive. Other companies, especially in industries such as manufacturing that are strapped for talent, are advertising that they don't even require a drug test in hopes of luring applicants. While employers aren't ditching the drug tests altogether, some are considering whether to continue testing specifically for THC, according to workforce drug testing provider Quest Diagnostics. Some states, including California, New York, and Minnesota, have even passed laws protecting workers' use of marijuana when they are not on the job. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, Anthony, that was some interesting news. I was just going to say, the Midwest seems to, it's seeing a nice little intake on legal marijuana sales. However, that excludes Wisconsin, which is still has a prohibition.
Indiana.
And Indiana. Sad.
That's why Chicago is the Windy City, because Wisconsin sucks and Indiana blows.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, are you ready for today's fun fact?
Sure, why not?
Well, from our friends at ChatGPT, honey never spoils.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Archaeologists have found pots of honey in ancient Egyptian tombs that are over 3,000 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And are perfectly edible.
Oh, my goodness.
Honey's low moisture content and acidic pH create an inhospitable environment for bacteria and other microorganisms, allowing it to remain preserved for an incredibly long periods of time. Wow, wasn't that interesting, Anthony? So you can eat really old honey. I wonder if you can drink really old wine.
Well, it's like vinegar at some point if it's not well stored, but
I mean, if you are able to put wine in a bottle with a real complete vacuum.
Because then, yeah, it should stay. But yeah, I mean,
it should stay. That would be interesting.
It should stay.
Perhaps I should research that, folks. Well, anyways, that was today's fun fact. And just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. So I think Roger wants to talk now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Wowzers. Oh, hey, it's me, Roger, and I am your out-of-whack premium all-purpose robot. This is your National Day moment, for today, well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is August 28th, 2023, and oh boy, it's International Read Comics in Public Day, ooh. National Thoughtful Day, ooh. National Red Wine Day, National Power Rangers Day, National Bowtie Day, Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day, and what all you cherry lovers are popping all over the place for, it's National Cherry Turnover Day, wow. Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin, spin, spin. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
Oh, you yeah. Go twiddly dumb, Joe. All right, let's see what we got going on here. Ooh.
What do we land on? Lose a turn.
Big money, big money. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
No whammies. That was the temporary casino wheel.
I think so, right? It sounded like one of those cheap ones you get from a toy store. Anyway, tonight a random story comes from Rodent Track and tells us about a Florida man who tried to pull a fast one. Oh, God, I'm glad this is recording. I'm tired of this story. Police responded to the Sarasota Classic Car Museum after the burglar alarm was tripped during the early morning of June 14th. Officers were unable to make contact with museum employee at the time and determined the building was secure. However, when they returned later in the morning, they found marks on the doorway as well as an open section of fencing. Inside the museum, several vehicles have been moved out of the way of a particular Porsche, which was missing. The robbery suspect was able to fill the car with fuel found on site and use keys stored inside the driver's footwell to simply drive the car out of the collection. The museum values the rare car to be worth about $250,000. Officers received an anonymous tip later stating that Daniel, 36, had been seen with the vehicle. The police department worked alongside with Hillsborough and Manatee County Sheriffs, as well as the tax collector, to go ahead and locate the vehicle. Through that collaboration, they were able to determine that Daniel registered the Porsche under a company on June 21st. The identification with that vehicle belonged to a Porsche owned by a California salvage yard, which was wrecked 23 years ago. A state of Maine bill of sale, an odometer verification letter, and an approval letter from a business using registration processes were all allegedly fraudulent. Daniel was arrested on July 21st for appearing in court for grand theft auto charge in Sarasota County. A search warrant issued for his phone at the time allegedly led officers to photos of the stolen vehicle inside a storage unit, along with the unit number and code. How convenient. Daniel was charged with felony scheming to defraud over $50,000 on July 26th and is otherwise a person of interest in the robbery. He is currently being held without bond in the Sarasota County Jail. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Wowzers. Oh.
Betty.
Hi, Betty sounds here. So with all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and many other fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. Be sure to visit Shyampa.org, that's Chiampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, 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 much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago News Team, led by Dick Wide, it's time for your Cheyenne and Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Well, unless you're listening live, it's not partly cloudy at 77 degrees. The dew point is 51, and the humidity is at 40%, so it's nice and dry. Winds are howling out of the east at 10 miles per hour, gusting to XX miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, it's mostly clear with a low around 64. Tuesday, gusty butthole alert. A 40%
alert. Woo, woo, woo.
Yes. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 82. Wednesday, gusty butthole alert continues. Mostly sunny, though, with a high near 69. Thursday, sunny with a high near 75. Friday, sunny with a high near 85. This weekend looks super sunny with highs near farting 90s. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press the flashing any key now with even more fiber.
A for more fiber.
And now for the news.
Maybe you should update that one day to say now more fiber. Now the news now with more
with
fiber.
More fiber. I like that. And I like this, too, because this could give a new meaning to your full of bologna. An enormous Lebanon bologna sandwich,
oh my
billed
goodness.
As one of the world's largest, has been unveiled at a recent Central Pennsylvania fair.
Do you like a big Lebanese bologna, Joe?
Oh, yes, I would. The 150-foot-long sandwich was created at the Lebanon Area Fair by a large crew of volunteers known as the Bologna Security. Lebanon bologna is known for its distinct smoked and tangy flavor. Every foot-long bite was sponsored at $100 per foot. The money was donated to the Lebanon County Christian Ministries and their efforts to help people dealing with food insecurity in the Lebanon Valley. Penn Live reports that Bologna Security used 600 slices of provolone cheese and 1,200 slices of half-sweet and original Seltzer's Lebanon bologna to create 900 sandwiches, or 6 sandwiches per foot. Fairgoers had a chance to enjoy the sandwich for free. And just in case you're wondering, Lebanon is 72 miles northwest of Philadelphia.
So, yeah. Do you want to be a bologna security for a 150-foot long wiener schnitzel?
For a bologna factory?
For a bologna factory? Do you want to secure those bolognas?
I like securing bologna.
All right, don't we all? All right, next one.
Wow. You know, you were just speaking of Michigan, right, for cannabis sales?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, July saw the highest Illinois cannabis sales this year at $140 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money collected. Yeah. It's been so far the highest monthly total so far in 2023. The majority of the cannabis sales were to state residents, totaling $104.3 million. Out-of-state customers bought $35.6 million worth of product, according to sales figures from the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation. Marijuana Moments, a website that follows the weed industry, said Wisconsin likely accounted for a big portion of the out-of-state customers. Minnesota's recent legalization left Wisconsin as an island of prohibition in the region, the website said.
An island of prohibition.
Yep. July's total was the second all-time highest monthly sales in Illinois. State retailers sold $143.9 million in December of 2022. Sales totaled totaled $1.5 billion for all of 2022. A total of 3.5 million cannabis products were sold in July, the most items sold in a month since the state started its legal recreational cannabis program in 2020. December 2022 had a 3.4 million items sold, according to state data. Ooh, that's a lot of weed.
That is a lot of weed.
Yes. Illinois has relatively few distinct brands, with just 118, compared to Washington State, which has over 1,000.
Wow.
And Michigan, which has about 800. Wow, I'm going to go to Michigan. We should take a trip to Michigan. I don't know if you can buy it legally as an out-of-stater, but...
No, something worth looking into, and maybe when... I mean, I imagine there might be a road trip to Michigan after we get relocated up there, because, you know, Michigan has some nice parts in the summertime.
Yeah.
It's not that far. It's only a few-hour drive, so... All right, well, something
to
consider.
Let's move on to the...
You want to move on to
the next story.
All right, we got like four minutes until we hit break, so we can take our time on this one. Surprisingly, with all the bullshit that happened at the beginning of the show, we're still running ahead of time.
Isn't that crazy?
I can't understand it. But let's move on to Fiddles McGinty.
Woo-hoo-hoo, Fiddles McGinty! Just in time for back to school. Buy more time for a dime.
More time for a dime.
Yes. Well, Aaron Bartholomew Lee of Colfax is looking to be a world record holder. What do you think he's going to be a world record holder for, Anthony?
The world's longest schlong.
Well, close, but not quite. Would you like to try again?
The world's tiniest schlong.
Kind of close once again, but would you like to try one more time?
Let's see. What have I not said? This is like that Star Trek episode where it's like, how many times have we gone through the Nexus? And it keeps repeating, and Geordi's like, we could have done this 5 times, 10 times. We could have done this show 100 times. We don't know. I would say, and every time I got to find something different because I just can't keep repeating it. So let me say, instead of collecting the things I thought he was collecting, which I can't remember what they were anymore, I'm going to suggest that he was collecting litter boxes.
Well, this would be a lot of litter boxes if that was true.
That's possible.
No, Anthony, he has over 70,000 wooden advertising pencils.
Oh my God.
Bartholomew
Lee has,
right? Bartholomew Lee has every kind of pencil you can think of, and even ones that don't even exist, you may have never thought could exist. But his most treasured are old historical pencils from his hometown. I love seeing local businesses, you know. For so many of those places, these pencils are the only place where there's any record of that business still. And I think it's just a neat way to preserve the history, Bartholomew Lee said. This weekend, the collection was put to the test for the world record. The current Guinness World Record for the largest pencil collection is about 24,000 pencils.
Wow.
On Saturday and Sunday, Bartholomew Lee had every single pencil counted by two counters from the American Pencil Collector Society.
Wow, the American Pencil Collector Society. We are here to count your pencils.
The event took place at the Colfax Historical Society. Bartholomew Lee called the event a success.
It's a success.
Adding that he could confidently say he passed the 70,000 mark. Now, Bartholomew Lee is waiting to hear if the count is approved by Guinness. He said it will take an estimated 12 weeks to review and respond to his submission. Well, that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Trip Skipper and his on-crack news team led by Dick White. Back to you, Anthony.
So do you think Bartholomew Lee, like, got laid or anything at any time and point? Or do you think he's just all about the pencils?
By one of his 70,000 pencils, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, maybe now he'll get some action. you know, yeah, for those 70,000. Sure, you know, hey, baby, I'm in the Book of World
Records.
Hey,
you know, it could be invited to parties.
Yeah, right. Maybe meet someone anything, whatever just he as likes. Exciting as he is, which I'm sure he's a very talented and exciting man.
Yes.
With 70,000 pencils.
And that's why it's a Fidus McGinty.
Fidus McGinty. Thanks, Joe. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playasachiba.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, March on Washington Dreams continue, recalling Barack Obama's early support for queer rights, and in the news, chess regulators move against trans women, a celebrity trans influencer wins Mexico's Big Brother, vandals attack Berlin's queer Holocaust monument, Florida families flee the Don't Say Gay state, queer students lose their bias suit against a Baptist-run university, and a religious liberty training judge gets called on the carpet. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show. Hang tight, folks. We're going to entertain ourselves with this plunger for the next 4 minutes.
Ooh. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Baby, spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Q-steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, chicken wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like too, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy milk like she knew she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching.
Wait. Loading Data Crystal 9. Please wait. Enable HTML input. Data Crystal 9. Hashtag poop pouf wow. Hashtag hash browns. Hashtag tasty yummy. Start memo. Memo sequence number Z577N2GS8FXCPZ8 subject. Car policy change. Date 1,495,384,103. Memo. Part 110100. Rejoice. Server programming will commence that will remove the Shoutcast monetization cards from triggering ads because it don't pay shit, and the IRS may not like it. Please continue to add new 2-minute cards to the local cards folder. Memo. Part 110101. Rejoice. Server programming will commence so that the only tracks that will play during regular programming blocks will be weather cards and local ad cards. Please continue to add new 2-minute cards to the local cards folder. Buddy out. And memo, please wait. Closing socket 110101101101. Goodbye.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa? For those Tampa
nights. Betty.
Ooh, baby.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live, Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Shyamba Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Stand by for one of those robotic things.
Standing by.
Go ahead and cue it.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, folks. Before we continue, it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa Bay International Airport, KTPA. All right. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 86 degrees. The humidity is currently 80%. Our dew point is sitting at about a comfortable 79 degrees. And the visibility is, yeah, it's sticky as fuck. Visibility is 10 miles. We are currently under a hurricane warning.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Adelia is forecast to become a major hurricane. It is predicted to rapidly strengthen the next day or so over the eastern Gulf of Mexico because the water is so nicely warm, and become a major hurricane by late Tuesday or Tuesday night and reach the Gulf Coast of Florida on Wednesday. Idalia is expected to produce life-threatening storm surges, inundation, and hurricane conditions along parts of the Florida Gulf Coast. Flash and urban flooding are also likely. Yes,
wow.
Lovely, isn't it? So currently we are under a hurricane warning until further notice, and we are under a storm surge warning until further notice.
Okay. Further notice.
Until further notice. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before midnight. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Tuesday will be showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 in the afternoon. And then some showers, then some of the storms can produce heavy rainfall, high near 94. Heat index values as high as 105. Breezy. And it will be looking at about an 80% chance of rain. On Tuesday night, we are looking at tropical storm conditions, with hurricane conditions also possible. Showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. That never made any sense to me. Anyway, some showers and storms can produce heavy rainfall. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Wednesday, tropical storm conditions are expected, with hurricane conditions possible. Showers are like our and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 in the afternoon, then showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the afternoon. High is 88, heat index as high as 100, chance of precipitation 100%. And Wednesday night, showers and it gonna rain, bitches. It's just gonna keep raining. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. Why do they write it that way? Showers and thunderstorms likely after 5 a.m. Low around 81. Chance of precipitation is 80%. And that's it. I'm sorry. I'm actually reading the weather live as opposed to editing it because it's changed a lot since I put it in yesterday morning.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so I'm just reading it live. Anyway, so that's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Crazy Florida news.
All right, let me take a drink of my tea here.
Yes, I'm looking at pictures of this, and it looks like a big white blobby. It looks mean and upset and angry, and it wants to get flushed.
Oh, goodness, that's all we need. Tonight, our first Florida story of the night comes from Insider.com and Coach Hot Shorts, and tells us about some of the reason Floridians pay so damn much for car insurance. Florida police are working to pull dozens of old cars recently submerged in a muddy lake. And authorities say the vehicles could potentially be linked to cold cases. At least one of the sunken vehicles recovered from the lake in the city of Doral has already been confirmed stolen by police. Members of the Miami-Dade Police Department and the Doral Police Department began hauling the rusted cars out of the lake on Tuesday morning after volunteer divers on a mission to solve missing person case found more than 30 cars at the bottom of the lake. As of Wednesday afternoon, four vehicles have been recovered, including an Acura Legend, a Ford Econoline 3500, and a classic sedan DeVille, according to the Miami-Dade Police Department and the FBFI. A team of divers working for a private company discovered the cars, reported Miami television station WSVN 7 News. One of the divers told 7 News that his team had been following the trail of multiple cold cases, some involving people who have been missing for 3 to 4 decades. All right, and there we have
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every time, it's like the first time. Could have been 2 times. It could have been 50 times. We could have done this 100 times, Captain. Our second story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells how Florida man is going to neuter some peacocks. Yeah, and we remember we got a peacock ball cut in dime. Shielded by county law for decades, peacocks in Pinecrest, Florida are no longer off limits to trappers and Don Harris's ear to get his hands on their balls. Pinecrest lined up to Harris to perform hundreds of rapid peafowl vasectomies after the village secured an exemption from this week from Miami-Dade County's strict rules against trapping the large birds. Trappers are hired by the village, will respond to residents' requests for peafowl sterilizations, then ship the birds to a Harris facility for vasectomies under sedation before returning the fowl to the neighborhoods where they were taken. The hope is to slow the growth of a population that will be loved by some for its plumage and detested by many for its daily habits. The downside of peafowl is they can do damage to property. They'll see the reflection in a car and attack the car. They roost on fences, on top of cars and roofs. They do damage, and they're vocal. Very, very vocal. Pinecrest budgeted $7,500 a month for what's being described as a pilot program that could expand to other municipalities, fielding resident gripes about peacock noise, peacock damage, and bird waste on sidewalks, cars, and roofs. Yeah, birds poop a lot. Peacocks can be a prickly topic in Miami-Dade, which created unique protections for the birds after a petition drive to save a flock in South Miami-Dade. The county law bans killing peacocks, also known as peafowl or peahens, as well as capturing them, though there's an exception allowing property owners to remove the birds unharmed. And the birds are not having sexy time. Well, they really won't. No sexy time on the birds. peacocks can be. Harris says emphasizing the operation shouldn't upset the established peacock sociality order. With vasectomies, male peacocks can still mate with females, enjoy the benefits of being the dominant bird in the flock, and peahens can continue laying eggs. But after sterilization, peacocks lack the ability to fertilize an egg into a future chick. Harris is a specialist in caring for exotic animals, which offers with offices in the Stewart area and in South Miami. He said peacocks will spend about 3 days with him in a pen located somewhere in Miami-Dade, and he doesn't want to identify.
You know, they need a predator. You need to introduce a predator.
Well, let's just release lions in the name. What was the name of the neighborhood? Pinecrest. We'll just release a whole bunch of lions out in Pinecrest. How's that sound?
What is the natural predator for a peacock?
What is the natural predator for? Hey Siri. Everyone with an iPhone, hold your iPhone up to the thing. Hey Siri. Hey Siri. What is the natural predator to a peacock?
You're welcome. According to this, mongooses, raccoons, wild cats, dogs, jungle cats, leopards, and tigers.
And bears, oh my, tigers. Yeah, let's release tigers up in the neighborhood. That sounds exciting. All right, let's move along. We're going to go with non-vasectomized birds here.
Sexy.
All right, our final and our final Florida story of the night comes from Click Orlando and tells us about one Florida man that was high on a falaka. Kenneth, 41, of Melbourne, Florida, was arrested Friday on charges of battery on law enforcement officer, resisting with violence and assault with a deadly weapon on an enforcement officer. According to Melbourne police report, Kenneth was spotted by witnesses running naked through a Melbourne neighborhood, yelling that he was a god before committing a sexual act on a tree. You know, I would actually just be interested in seeing how that all went down, because it's probably rather humorous or amusing, not to say the least. Yeah. Anyway, it's like you can picture it in your head. Like, in your head, you got this vision of this guy running along in a park or something, saying he's a god, and then just fornicating on a tree. But it's just like, in real life never plays out quite the same way. So I'd be really interested in how real life really played out.
How animated was this person?
Or was he angry? Did he just go at the tree angrily? I mean, how did this happen? We want to know. Well, Dick White, we need more information, Dick White.
If he reported, though, that it was a fornication event, then there must have been, you know, rubbing and touching and caressing.
Yes, yes. You know. Yes, I know, Joe. It's okay. A Melbourne police officer went to the area and confronted Kenneth, who was wearing blue jeans and a T-shirt, officials said. So somehow between naked tree humping and T-shirts and officers, he got dressed. Kenneth walked towards an officer in an aggressive manner and identified himself as God. The officer used a taser on Kenneth, but he pulled the probes out of his body and continued to fight. Kenneth was shocked a second time, but pulled those probes out too, and went at the officer with clenched fists. The officer punched Kenneth in the face, and a scrum ensued, with Kenneth saying that he was Thor and trying to stab the officer with the officer's badge. Other officers arrived and helped subdue Kenneth, who was handcuffed and shackled. Flocka is a variation of synthetic substances known as bath salts, and delivers a cheap, powerful high while acting as amphetamine.
So you mean those bath salts that I got from Pier 1 could be used as illicit
No, I don't.
Drugs?
I don't think it's those bath salts. It's different bath salts.
It's different bath salts.
So
it's not Pier 1 bath salts.
No, it's not Pier 1 bath. It's not Walgreens. Please do not go out to Walgreens and smoke some bath salts.
No, don't. Just don't.
Please, no. No, this is a they call it bath salts, but it's kind of, it's something really, you should Google it at some point. So, his mugshot, he shows him with a black eye. He was booked in county jail. So that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Joe.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shy Ampa Radio.
Betty.
Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people.
Reaching out
Call
to the Shy abyss.
Call Shy Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with
you
these two lovable
you
idiots.
Three.
And don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our unique
wow.
studio experience? You can chat
Fuck
during
you,
our
Roger.
Live broadcast.
We had a Betty failure. Yeah, just scroll down, chat, but now go grab your bongs, bitches, because in a minute, your two lovable stoners, that's me and Anthony, we're going to start talking. We are. Hold on. Woohoo, here
Woo-hoo!
It comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
And look at that.
You got it, Joe.
You got it, came right through, right as the music automatically transitioned. Fantastic.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's funny because on break, right before we came in, because you come up with these great little talking points right before we come in from break. And it's like, Jesus, we can't really have time to talk and we got to, you know, go to the next segment. So here we're in plethora and we often have time in plethora and we have about 5 minutes. So you mentioned that things seem a lot easier now with this whole process than they used to. And I agree with you on that.
I mean, just going even further back to, what, 2008, when I was still living in the high-rise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, computers, they were decent, but the software was not quite ready. The standards weren't quite ready. The quality, because that's the important thing. It's like the quality was telephone quality. Quality. And if you were lucky, maybe a little bit higher.
Quality. But
quality radio productions. Quality. Which, anyways.
By the way, I must tell you, while we're speaking, your replacement of your device has done wonders for your connection.
Oh, the placement?
Yes, the placement of your device. We've been doing video all evening. There maybe has been like one or two pops, which could be anything. It may not even be you. It could just be random shit in the network. But yeah, it's done quite well. I'm quite happy, and it seems like a reasonable start on this type
of
situation.
I figure if I can do the show, if I can stream from all the major streaming thingies, including all of the sexy ones, then we're good to go.
And there you go.
Maybe, even though I don't get, say, the Comcast 600 Mbps down, I get a decent signal, and from a cost basis, it's cheaper than having internet and separate cellular service from two companies.
There you go. I mean, that's something good. Yeah, so I think it's been working out pretty good.
Yeah, I had to do a little fancy footwork with the wiring, but you know me, I like to staple things.
No, that's true. You do have a habit of doing that. Anyway, I think I went on a tangent with that one. So things seem easier. You said things seem easier now.
The software and the standards are better.
Okay, I'll go with that.
I think that's probably the best thing we can say, is that it's had time to mature.
True.
Now, this solution that we use, surprisingly enough, folks, is actually, it's a Russian solution, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, Russian or Ukrainian, one of the two. I can't remember which one.
And yes, it was bought by somebody before all hell broke loose, I think,
if
I'm not mistaken.
Something like that, yeah.
So that it could, you know, remain accessible to all. But anyways, it's solid. It's a very solid service. I'm very surprised.
Yeah, right.
And I think nowadays these companies know that they need to provide, you know, at least 95 to 99% reliable service. Because otherwise you're going to have a revolt. People will cancel and they'll
revolt.
I went because it was a good deal, and I felt that perhaps it was time for a change.
Time for a change.
Because have I ever had Verizon?
I don't know. Why not? I've been telling you to get it for as long as I can remember.
Well, you've known me since Evanston. Okay. And Evanston, I had U.S. Cellular, I think.
Ah, yes.
But yeah, I don't know if I've ever had... I know I had GTE phone service in Wisconsin, which I think eventually became Verizon.
Yeah, eventually GTE became Verizon.
But anyways, point being, it works, and yes, it's easy now, too.
Yeah, right, right. So...
So I have some show title ideas.
Okay, so what show titles ideas do you have?
Let's see. We've got everything from Cock Cutting Time to Getting Your Hands on His Balls or Don't Touch My Peacock or Florida Man Hugging and Fucking a Tree or I Am God and I fuck trees. And finally, Thor and his horny trees.
I like Thor and his horny trees.
I do too, and yeah. I think, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be the show title.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Yeah.
Righty.
yeah, so there we have it. It's been a show, folks. This.
It has been a show. Wow.
Right?
Let me just
reflect. What a difference in show titles from the last time we tried to do this show, too.
Right? It changes. It changes. It could have been 2 times. We could have done this 50 times. We could have done this 100 times, Captain. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and there's an odd glowing light in the alley. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Let's send the robots out there to investigate that glow, Anthony.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Boy. Here we go.
Anyways, we're glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
Did you know that our robots can be stopped by traffic cones? So can a lot of driverless cars. Look it up. You can make your commute more commutable with traffic cones and weekday rush hour hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and traffic with toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch headphone meditations is not live. John is taking some time off. But I'm going to be loading, since I'll have some hurricane time on my hands, download and load up his previous tracks, and we'll just play a rotation of his stuff for the time being until he's able to come back online with us. And then we have, Classic Radio Program and Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor Hour at noon on the weekend, which I've been having issues with them lately, too. Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
Wow,
right?
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Triampa Radio's Technic-Q audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Triampa Radio. That's right. Perhaps it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with automatic thrust.
Perpetual.
Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet and penis attachment. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience. I mean, wouldn't you like a penis holder for the toilet, like when you're pooping, so that sometimes the water splashes and it hits things you don't want it to hit?
How much force do you poop with? I mean, do you just like, is it like a cannonball? Or do you like, granted, I get like a dunk, you know, and stuff like that, and maybe like a little splishy splash, but it sounds like you got like cannonball kind of like, you need like butt shield or something.
It's true.
But I will say I'm getting older, so my balls do sometimes dangle in the toilet bowl. So, yes, some kind of holder would be nice. Oh, my God. What the hell's going on? Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. You know, this gelato, this stuff is good. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you are interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't go humping trees after you snipped your peacock in a stolen porch. Have a good night, good weekend. Stay tuned with This Way Out with V for Value.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with
Can you believe this damn thing recorded the whole thing where it never recorded Yay. It before?
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.